Chapter 6. Dell. I've never seen such a beautiful creature. Wavy black hair frames her face and falls past her shoulders. Bright blue eyes peer up at me. A bead of sweat gathers on the curve of her cleavage and drips between her full breasts. A purple dress clings to her in all the right places, and I can only imagine ripping it off with my teeth. The color matches the purple lines running through my dress shirt. I'm so wrapped up in this vision of a woman that I hardly hear the click of the camera. If they hoped I'd look fucking in love with her, I'm sure they got their wish. I adjust my stance when I see her eyes on my cock. Yes, I'm hard, aching, mind-bendingly starved to get my hands and my mouth on her. The only thing that would stop me would be if she uttered the safe word, Autumn. The photo shoot ends immediately if either of us so much as whisper that word. I hope she doesn't, because I sure as fuck will not. Hi, she says with a shy wave. Hi. I offer an equally awkward wave of my hand. This is painful, but not enough to make me say that word. I tug at the long sleeves on my arms. They cover most of my tattoos, but the one on my neck creeps from the collar. Speaking of my collar, why does it feel so tight all of a sudden? I reach up and tug it away from my skin so I can get some air. Dell, this is Maria, Sarah says. Maria, this is Dell. Maria chuckles. Like the computer. D-E-L. My cheeks heat. Sarah lowers the camera and studies us. Okay, Maria, why don't you get a little closer? He doesn't bite. Or do I? Because right now, I can think of a few places on her body I'd love to nip. Maria steps into me, and my heart rate quickens as her hands find mine. The warmth of her skin burns me, and I'm tempted to pull away from her touch, but the flirt in her eyes helps me tolerate the heat. Lean in nice and close, Maria, Sarah says, and she does. Her breath washes over me as her mouth draws closer to mine. She smells like citrus and strawberries. Without waiting for the next prompt, I lean in the rest of the way and take her mouth. My lips spread on hers. She accepts my tongue, and the camera shutter clicks away like 1,000 microscopic firecrackers. Maria whimpers as my hands rise up her sides and land on her neck. My fingertips graze her hairline, and I'm tempted to get all up in there and give her something to really whimper over. But I keep my cool. What do you like? I whisper against her lips. I like having my earlobes touched. That's a new one for me, but I go for it. My fingers leave her hairline and land on the lobes of her ears. As I caress the soft skin, her perfect lips part to release a low moan. I sure hope they caught that on camera. And what do you like? She whispers. I like my hair pulled. Her hand goes right away from my hair, and an absolutely feral groan leaves my lips as she quips the strands and pulls. Click, 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 click. When I open my eyes, a beaming smile lights her face. This playful look draws something playful out of me as well, but something malevolent too. A part of me I've never confronted. I'm clinically obsessed with thoughts beyond this moment. Thoughts of her beneath me as I make sure she knows she's mine. Absolutely no one else's. Mine. And the camera flashes again.